Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, welcome to the finale of Good Girls. Tonight we're going to talk about Beth's cliffhanger decision and if she will actually shoot Rio or Dean. All that plus news coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Run this mother, girl, who run the world, girls, who run the world. Girls,
girls, girls, girls,
girls, girls,
girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls, girls,
It really is. It really is. Kelsey and I were debating opening songs, and we figured, okay, it has to be a finale, so it's a celebration, even though we're kind of sad about it.
I know. But it's good, because this show has been all about girls and the power and what we've done with it, so I'm excited.
And running the world.
Running the world! I know, and the girls might be running the world next season. Fingers crossed that we have one. So, welcome, guys. Welcome to our AfterBuzz show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the girls' relationship with their significant others. We're going to be talking about the robbery. And we're going to be talking about the fate of the girls. Plus, we've got some YouTube shout-outs and some news coming up at the end. So, before we get started, Juliette, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Juliette, and I'm so excited to talk about this last episode.
I know. And I'm Kelsey Hightower. I feel like I already know the answer to this, but that you probably love this episode. But what did you like? Like, what were some favorite things that you really liked about this season finale?
Well, when it comes to finales, and this is similar to pilots as well. Yeah. They have to, open a lot of doors and yet close a lot of doors. And I think they did a great job at that. So it was a really strong finale for that. There's some cliffhangers there, and there's a lot of things that came to a full closing.
Yeah.
It was the next chapter.
A big cliffhanger at the very end, but we'll get to that. With the girls, we saw a lot of those doors closing, and I think they did it in kind of a graceful way, because they didn't, there was a few things that we had foreshadowed, I think, for this, such as like the cancer and Stan finding out about the girls and everything, but I think they did it in a really quick way, as far as like, it wasn't what I expected. Like, we knew that they had to like put a pretty bow tie on it, but they didn't like talk too much about it, which I really appreciated, but there was just like more things that came up in this episode, which I felt were interesting.
Yeah, for sure. We talked a little bit about the whole cancer storyline and our predictions last week, and just, you know, going over the fact that, wait, we haven't talked about this much. What's going to go on?
The whole season. He brought it up, like, the middle of the season or maybe a little bit before, and then that was it.
Exactly. And so I think as soon as I saw that happen, I'm like, oh, they're bringing up, okay, yeah, Kelsey's talking about that in her predictions. So that's why, guys, make sure to tune in until the end of the episode to hear our further predictions, because I feel like you're onto something, Kelsey, I tell you.
You too. And, we've had some really good predictions, I think, this season. But let's kind of talk about the girls and their relationship, because we've seen not only their relationship grow as a team and a unit, but like also with their significant others, I want to say. We've seen like developments with that, and not so great as far as we talked about. So we kind of opened with figuring out if they wanted to hire a hitman. Annie's got her she's like kind of taken the forefront for like leading this robbery and leading this like this plan, which we haven't really seen her do that. It's usually Beth kind of at the forefront, but Annie really takes the lead trying to come up with ideas that aren't really that great. But it wasn't until and we kind of see the girls still struggling for money. Like, we've seen this all season long. Like, they haven't improved on, like, you know, having money at all, it's still like,
which is so funny considering the stacks and stacks we've seen them with over this whole season. But it's not, it just kind of, it just shows that it's not like a one and done, right? It was never like, oh, we have all the money, now we're done, as they had planned. They're really into this whole criminal life and they're going through it. Always struggling to find more money.
Yeah, so they're coming up with these ideas at the beginning, and then at the grocery store, Leslie hires a new help, this grandma, who he's training. It's day three, and he's training her to be the manager. And I think that kind of peeved Annie a little bit. Like, I feel like she doesn't necessarily want that position, but she's kind of like, wait a second, I have seniority here. Like,
I think what's it's more on? So like, what do you have up your sleeve? And he's always trying to piss her off. Yeah. And this really did it for her. So
I know.
But it plays to her advantage afterwards, as we see.
So, yeah. So
it all comes full circle in this little finale.
I feel like in that right there sparked the idea for them to like hit the grocery store, as far as like deciding to hit it again. I mean, I think there was a couple other things, but I feel like that got the wheels turning for Annie, and Annie was the one that came up with the idea, so I feel like she kind of brought that, put that on the table, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then we also saw, because she was the one that sent the 911 text that was like, everybody meet in the van, and all the girls get there, and then it's like, you can't do that. Like, we are literally having a hit on our head. So, like, you could be dying. And then with Beth, we see with Beth, and then again with Ruby, they're jumping in. They're on this trio. But Beth, she needs the money for the kidney. So, finally, Sarah's getting a kidney. She really needs the money. The GoFundMe project is not working. They got $800. The car wash didn't work. They've got like $1,000 in savings, and then now they need the money for this. So she's like, she's still really struggling. And then we see Beth. She's kind of just playing along. I think she really needs that power move. But yeah, so it's kind of funny. They all decide to go with this plan, and they all sit there and have like a security. They're sitting at the table, and Annie's talking about the security cameras, the new upgrades to the grocery store. And I just thought that was a pretty funny scene, with Annie being like, yeah, we have security cameras and a button on the register and slippery floors now and all that stuff. But what did you think about seeing Annie in charge?
I thought it was really neat. I like seeing her in charge because it's always really entertaining.
Yeah.
And backing it up to that scene of them just brainstorming and she's throwing out crazy ideas. You said that Beth was kind of quiet, which is unusual. I think that we see two types of Beth. So we see Beth like on a roll and spitting out lies and going off script and figuring stuff out, or rather quiet. But whenever she's quiet, you can tell like in her head, the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
So I definitely saw that. I think it's really cool. I'm as excited when I see her talk versus when I don't see her talk. I think she's that kind of a character.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie's just funny all around because she's trying so desperately to make stuff happen, but it's not her forte just yet.
I know. But I thought it was cool to see her in the power seat for a second. I like when Beth is in. I feel the most comfortable when Beth is in charge and when Beth is talking and has a plan. But it was fun to see her actually mm-hmm. come up with a plan and like succeed at it.
Right. And if it was a good plan, and it was also like you're saying, all these upgrades, that it's one more thing to fight against, right? That they have the buttons, they have all these other things that just makes it really hard. Like, I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, how are they pull it off? And I think they're starting to get greedy. That was my whole thought.
Yeah.
If you're robbing the same place twice, that's not good. I feel like that's criminal no-no 101.
Yeah, I agree. And it's when you get the most comfortable that's when bad things happen.
Right.
Because things slip or you forget about things because you're like, we did it once, it's going to be fine. So jumping into the actual robbery, it was kind of cool to see them do this again. I didn't think that I was going to be a fan of it because it was like, okay, we've already done it. Like, let's move on to something else. But it was unique this time around.
Yeah, they did a good job at showing the same type of scene twice, right? Same location, same outfit, same thing. And I was just like, ooh. But the fact that Annie wasn't in her real, she was like, playing a... like a hostage.
Right.
That was really neat. And then just, they also found new jokes. I feel like, I wonder if, you know, because like this whole pilot was based on this whole scene of these housewives vandalizing and taking stealing money from this grocery store, yeah. It seemed like the writers were like, ooh, okay, all the jokes that we weren't able to put in episode one, we're going to put in the finale. That's the thought I had, especially yeah. with Beth saying, okay, put your head on the floor. Head on the floor. Like nap time. Just like nap time. And I was just like, of course. We always have those little one-liners that are just remind us of these little housewives and mothers, which I thought was so cool.
I thought that was a good line, too. I laughed out loud, audibly, during that part, too, because it was like, that is a house mom thing to say. And I just was like, 7 up, heads up, 7 up, or like nap time, you know, like it's cool to see that. And I think before Beth was also the person that was saying something about like, she saw the mother and daughter and was like, oh, reading a book. Do you like this story time or something during the first robbery? So it's always Beth kind of in that mother mode, I feel like, during the crimes, mm-hmm. which is interesting. But yeah, and then, Annie, I thought that was very unique that Annie got to, you know, not be part of the actual, like, dressing up into the robbery. And she was, like, the you know, civilian, as you had mentioned. And they take her to the back and they're, like, fumbling with the cards and everything because they have the key to the vault. And it slips into the little vent thing. And I was like, of course.
It was just like, yeah.
Annie.
It's adding so much suspense, and I think they did a really good job with that. It was very suspenseful, and I was just like, "Oh no!" And then you have the timer, and they have 6 minutes, and then it's going down and down, 4 minutes, and all that. And I was just like, "Oh!" But thankfully, Ruby has that arm.
Saw hands.
Saw times. So I thought it was cute that they circled back to previous episodes and referred to that joke again, and it come in handy. She has a handy
hand. Clever, very punny. I was really nervous during this part too, because you saw the cop cars coming and they have, like, you know, the timers going off, and I was like, there's no, like, how are they going to get out? Like, if you go out the back, like, the cops are going to catch them, and if you, like, try to run out the front, like, it's already too late for them to get out. So I was like, what is going to happen? Like, I was a little bit nervous during that part. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the whole, when the credit card thing happened, I mean, have you ever dropped your car, like, a credit card or keys, like, in something?
I'm sure.
I have dropped my, like, credit card in the side of my car before. And, I mean, it is a pure panic. Even if there is no time on the clock, it's still like, I've lost something. Yeah. It's not a good situation to be in. But I thought it was clever how they got the card and then they put their clothes in the lost and found. And they just acted like regular women. I was like, that is so smart. Like, that's great writing.
But it made me nervous because think about it. What's the first thing these cops are going to do, right?
Check the security camera.
Exactly. So they're going to see who was in the store, who was not. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see more of that in season two. We'll talk about more in predictions. But I was like, okay, good plan. But it seemed like they're putting a Band-Aid on the issue.
That's true.
I feel like running away would have been best. Maybe like a back door. Because you could see the cop cars, but they're still further away. I feel like that would have been the best move. But you know what else is the best move?
What's the best move?
Listening to Maria Menounos' podcast on iTunes. Yes. If you want to have fun, learn and grow in all aspects of your lives, we have the podcast for you.
Yes, we do.
Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. It's hosted by our founder of AfterBuzz TV, Maria Menounos, and it's every Friday on iTunes. And
how much does it cost?
It's for free.
What?
I know, which is the most
free?
Important.
That's as much money as I want to spend on anything.
I know. Yeah. Well, this offers, you know, conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health to wellness to career to relationships to finance and so much more. For real, so much more.
Yeah.
Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for, what is it, Kelsey?
For free.
There you go. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, please, 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 I cannot beg this enough. Maria is my boss. tell her that we, the Good Girls After Show on AfterBuzz TV panel, brought you there and told you to go listen to the podcast. So you're leaving a comment saying that we did it because we love you and you love us. Hopefully. I know you do. We've been seeing the comments. We'll talk about that later as well. But be sure to subscribe and listen to it. It just has so much on there. So
Yeah.
Hope you guys
better
enjoy.
Better your life. Do it for free. I mean, that's a great deal right there.
Exactly. Until we hopefully have a season two.
Yeah.
This is what you should be listening to.
Exactly. Fill the time until next season. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the robbery was an intense scene. Now we kind of see a new relationship forming, going back to some relationships really quickly. Mary Pat and Leslie. I just want to take a moment and talk about that relationship because they're like our villains of this season and they are kind of growing. They're going on a date together. And it's like so weird to me because I like kind of like it. I'm like, I would be cool if they like got together. But then you just think about like all the terrible things that Boomer, aka Leslie, has like done to the girls and done to Annie in particular. And then all the terrible things that Mary Pat has done, like framing the girls and stuff. So I'm just like, I don't like them, but also them like in this quirky relationship is kind of cute. Do you have thoughts about this like relationship particularly?
It was really strange.
It's a weird thing, right?
It really was. So I don't know if I would, I don't want this to stay.
Like you don't want either of them to stay or the relationship to stay?
The relationship. Okay. I think as characters, they bring stuff to the table. So I get them as characters together. I don't know.
Yeah. Their little date doing their like rodeo thing and stuff. I just think that's like, I would like to see them do weird like relationship date things. Like I think it's, I don't know. That's me personally. Maybe it's.
They click together as characters because they both have that quirkiness, as you mentioned. But what I really enjoyed about this episode is towards the end, they just brought back the storyline of who Boomer truly is. Because it's what happened with Annie and him trying to rape her is such a huge deal. And they made it a big deal, but it's always good to go back at it. Because if you brush off that too much and just kind of accept this character and have him move on in the way that he has, it just sends out not the best message out there. So I was really happy that circled back.
Yeah, not a good message to have at all. And it was really cool what Mary Pat did. So she had gone over to Beth when she found the recorder. And then Beth kind of told her, like, the explanation of, like, who Boomer was and, like, what he had done. And she took the recorder back and recorded him. And, like, what he said got him to talk about the rape and everything. I'm curious to see, like, what she's going to do with that. Now that she has him on tape. And it was a really powerful quote, I think, or line that she had. She was holding the book and she was saying, just because you want something doesn't mean you can take it or whatever. And it just kind of full circled, kind of applied to, you know, the scene and what happened with Annie and the rape and everything. So I thought that was a really powerful moment during
this. It really was. Yeah. It really was. It's just so few words that yet said so much. And like you're saying, it kind of reached out to all of those different characters, all the different plot points. So I thought that was really neat. And I don't know what she's going to do with that either, but let's talk about any predictions.
Okay.
I have my theories.
Okay, that sounds good. Now let's discuss Ruby and Stan's relationship, and then we'll talk about Beth and Dean's relationship and then the ending, and then we'll get into some more fun stuff. But with Ruby and Stan, so they're at the hospital. They were able to get the money from the robbery, and they paid in cash, which was kind of fun to be like, oh, sorry, I couldn't get smaller bills. It's like $87,000, you know, in hundreds. And then once they were in the hospital, the big moment came when
there's something I wanted as I was seeing this, because we're on the finale, so just you cannot help but think of like, okay, how many times have we seen scenes like this, and how many times, Kelsey, have we seen people just stacks of money and they're just counting them? And I'm always like, but how are these places taking in so much cash, thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're counting and they're like, okay, and no one's suspicious? That's the one thing. I'm like, really? Like, who walks around with thousands of dollars of cash and pays for stuff like
that? Yeah, especially at a hospital, you know? It's like, why wouldn't you? I guess you can't put it into the bank, though, so it's like,
you would have to do it little by little, like basically that's what laundering money is.
Right.
And they haven't really tried to launder. I mean, they've done the fake stuff, but with real cash, they haven't really laundered. So I think that was really, really interesting to see.
That is.
And even prior to that, what did you think about the whole check bouncing
scene? Oh, the scene about that. I thought that was so cute with the pin, like, oh, oops, I don't have a pin. Like, oh, that's not a pin, you know, like trying to stall and stuff. And then Stan was talking about, you know, like, oh, the, if the check bounced, we could go to jail. And she's like, well,
we could go to jail
for some money. Other things that I've been doing that I could probably go to jail for. So I feel like that was almost foreshadowing the robbery, because he was like, we might as well rob a bank if we're mm-hmm. going to do that. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little conversation. And they've kind of hinted around it in their relationship, but she hasn't really been able to come out and say, like, hey, I'm committing a crime every
night. Crimes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so then they're at the hospital, and it was refreshing to see Sarah get her kidney, because that's something that I've been wanting to see this whole season, like for her to be healthy and to, you know, have functioning kidneys and stuff. So it was happy to see that, like, family unit. But then in the hospital, Stan talks to Ruby and has found out about the robbery and that it's her. I mean, he didn't know exactly, but it was implied, because it was like two women, and you and Beth went to, you know, quote unquote Corp to go pick up this money, and this store got robbed, and he just put it together, and he said that he could just see it on her face. And I don't know, it was kind of, I was disappointed about how he found out about it, rather than, yeah, the whole scene of it, I guess. Because right. I would have, they're so close, I would have loved to have seen her kind of like get high and tell him or something.
Yeah, that would have been cute. My whole thought process was like, okay, why did he choose that moment to tell her? Because he obviously had known the whole, for at least a day. He'd known since the night before. Well, as soon maybe, as he found out by the cops, yeah. You know, there's the whole, when she's paying with the stacks, he already knows. He has to. Think of the timeline, you know?
Right. So, and he let her go through with it. If you think about it that way, like, if he already knew, she's paying the money. So he's like allowing it to happen instead of stopping it before. I like that.
Exactly.
That was a good catch.
So that will go into a predictions.
Think about that for the predictions. Okay, so that's kind of their relationship, and it doesn't end on a high note. It was so sad, because I just, they're my favorite couple. And then with Beth and Dean, so Dean this whole episode has been trying to kind of define the relationship, if you will. He says, you know, like, it's our anniversary on Wednesday. Is this another Wednesday, or is this going to be our anniversary? And
I really respected that. I did. Yeah. I did. There's a few moments where I say that this is about Dean, and I'm like, I respect that.
Yeah.
But I really did, because they are in limbo. And I think it's really great to just have good communication and just be like, okay, what's happening? There's nothing worse in life than being in limbo within your relationships, your work, everything. Mm-hmm. So it's good to kind of define that and be like, what's going on? And I was like, okay, good job.
Yeah.
Good job for putting it out there. But also keep in mind that in his situation, he's able to put that out there and be like, okay, I want to know. But he also doesn't get to make the rules, considering all the mishaps he's had. She's the one who gets to kind of decide, like, hey, you know what? You don't get to ask me that right now. This is going to keep going.
Right.
So I thought that was a cool dialogue.
That is cool. And it really made me like him at the very beginning of the episode, I think, because he was growing fonder throughout the last few episodes, I think. But I also didn't like that he didn't try to charm her or romance her or anything. It was just like, I just want to know, you know, is it our anniversary or not? And you're like, that's it? Like, that's all you're going to give her, you know, is like, you're not going to say.
What else do you want in?
I don't know. I think I would have been, you know, would have liked something else for him to.
Like a gift or like, what do you mean?
No, just a conversation, like a deeper conversation as far as like, you know, hey, I know we're still going more sensitive to the subject, I feel like, right. Even though it was just like two words of like.
It was, but think about it. She, when they're not busy with the kids and he's not busy with work and she's not busy with the crime activities, they're always on the go in a way. So I think he's.
I get it. Yeah, I
he's
just
probably
was like,
waiting a long time to say it and try to figure out when. And you know what? He had a face to face for the first time and who knows when. Yeah. And the kids are in the car and they're waiting. But he, and maybe just it's burning in his mind and he has to know. So you just kind of spit it out.
That's true. All right. Well, he can be a good guy for now, but then he goes to work and he's going to the anniversary and he checks out the hottie with the body, running, doing her run jog for the day, just staring her down, and then gets hit by a car. And that scene, I was a little scared. I was like, oh my gosh, I hate car wrecks. Like, I hate
car wrecks scenes. Make me nervous because I'm like, But then, like, I knew they wouldn't kill him then and there. Like, I really did. So as soon as that, like, the whole shock of it, of seeing the car, I was just like, I just started laughing. And I was like, thank you, good girl. So that was really good. I'm so happy you remind me who this character is.
Yes, that is exactly it.
And, like, good for you. You know what? You freaking idiot. You're trying to get your wife back, trying to do all these things.
And you haven't changed.
You're just, also, who checks out like that? You can, like, you just gotta do a quick gate, right? You gotta be, like, quick and then do it.
A one over.
Exactly.
You're like, oh.
Especially when you're freaking driving. You can't be just like,
maybe if you're at a stoplight, you know, you can look a little bit longer. Were in the back. I know. Ugh, although I will say, this also bothered me. I know I'm just nitpicking at this point, but when the kids came to the office, he was like, okay, that's enough candy. Okay, like, quit getting out of here. Like, all this stuff. I was like, he is not a great dad. Like, he just, like, the kids, I mean, they're probably a handful, but you could just tell he's just, not that he's not a great dad, but I was just like, he's like, he can't handle the kids. He doesn't know how to do it.
He's definitely overwhelmed, but I don't think there's anything bad telling your kids not to eat
no,
the candy.
No, that's not what I mean. But he's just, like, overwhelmed with, like, the kids coming in the office and be like, don't touch this. Don't do that. Like, can you get him out of the way? Like, I'm just like, Beth can control the kids, I feel like, a lot better. She's just more
of a
mom.
She can control a lot of things, though. You know. She has that Bethanism.
I know. She does. Okay, back to the points of the episode. So, then after the wreck, he's in the hospital, and at the hospital, Beth comes to see him and is very concerned, obviously. And then it's there that the doctor is the one who tells Beth that he does not have cancer, because she asks about the medications, and she's like, that's what? What are you talking about? And they just know. So that hits her real hard. And she takes a seat. I really like the scene, how they did that about everybody walking fast, like, very quickly, like, you know, she just can't grasp time in this moment. So I thought that was really unique how they did that as far as scenery goes. But what did you think about that moment?
I thought it was really neat how she found out that the nurse, or is she doctor, the nurse, didn't flat out and say, wait, he doesn't have cancer. It was more of, and Beth didn't even need to hear that. She fully, from the confusion that you could see in this character's eyes, she fully understood. Mm-hmm. So that way it reminds you who this character really is. When people show you who they are, believe them. Really do believe them. Yeah. Because she was shocked by the news, but she wasn't shocked by the possibility of him doing this.
That's true. That's a good way to put it. And then she sits there and she thinks about, like, the whole season, like, what we've seen of him, and, like, what her sister Annie has said to her, and what Ruby has said, and just all these different voices, like, in her head and stuff. So, yeah, that was a very powerful moment, and it kind of leads us into the very ending here. So after that, she talks to the girls one last time at the diner, and she has this whole story. I feel like that might have changed her a little bit as far as, like, being like, you know what, I'm done. And, like, she's like going for, she's just, like, gonna put all of her mind into, like, this new thing as far as, like, being the gang or whatever it is. We don't really know. But she talks to the girls at the diner, and she comes up with this whole elaborate story and how she goes to see Big Mike, or Big Michael, and she's like, creates this thing and puts this idea in the girl's head, and then says, you know, like, no, I'm just kidding, but actually, it could happen if you want to. She was, like, testing the waters there. Right. And did you have an inclination? That's the word I'm looking for. That was true, or that she was making that up?
It was funny because as this was happening, I was like, what? No way. And I'm like, what? They didn't film this scene? This seems like such a great scene. I want to see it. And I was like, wow, this show's so good. They don't have enough time. These poor writers. Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, you have to give me a season 2. You have to give me a season 2. Like, look at this. That she's having to tell this story and you can't even show it because you're running out of time.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And then it was, oh, just kidding. But it could be a possibility. And I was like, ooh, nicely played. Nicely played.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought the whole time, I was like, okay, I think it could have happened because we just came off of the scene at the hospital. And I was like, that would have given her motivation to do something crazy like this. And I was like, she totally did that. And then when they were like, no, it didn't happen, then I was like, oh, but it could happen. So that, I think, is foreshadowing something else. And I was like, yep, I can totally see this. They're, like, laying it out for us, I think. But yeah, so we had that. And that was huge. And then we go to the ending where Rio's at her house and he had roughed up Dean quite a bit and turned the tables and said, you know, like gave her the gun
like
and said,
slid it through the table.
Yeah. And was like, if you want to be the king, you got to kill the king sort of situation. And so we're left right there with what is Beth going to do? And she's got two guys that she could probably get rid of both of them. She could afford to, like, lose them both. That would be fine. But, I mean, the thoughts, like, all the emotions in this scene, I was just, like, overwhelmed, taken aback. I mean, do you – I want to ask you, like, a million things. Like, do you think she would shoot Rio and Stan – or Andy? Do you think she would do Rio? I mean, what – who do you think – would she kill somebody or would she not?
Well, my question is depending on who's in the house, right? Where are all the kids at?
Yeah. Because
she came to the office and said, bring them to – I think it was her mother.
His mom's, yeah.
Exactly. And she was like, and you should stay there too.
Right.
So I'm hoping that's what actually happened, but he's not there. So what if he hasn't made it to the house yet? Maybe what if he decided to stop by the house with the kids and then got beat up? But I feel like Rio wouldn't do that, though, if the kids were home.
Who knows? I think he's a charming guy.
He just seems so well-intended.
I was thinking who else is in the house as far as, like, other gang members. Like, what if somebody else comes out to the house? Because she could just, like, run with the gun now and just be like, whatever. Like, don't shoot anybody. But, like, if there's some of his other guys there that, like, puts a gun to her head and is like, if you don't shoot someone, like, we're going to shoot you. It's, like, him or me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. It was just the perfect cliffhanger because it's just so many theories on this.
Okay. Well, I'll take a pause. Is there anything else you want to discuss on this season finale before we get into I was going to say predictions, but not quite yet. We're going to do some shout outs and then predictions.
Very cool.
Okay.
And a little news, I think, also, too.
Yeah.
One scene I wanted to talk about was the fact that when they were robbing, you had Annie who was taping all the cash to herself.
Yeah.
And the, I forget his name.
Tyler.
Tyler.
The security guard.
Was pointing a gun at her saying, I can't let you do this. And I was like, oh no, Tyler has good morals. He can't let her steal. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Is she going to go down and the other girls are going to be okay? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was so funny how she was saying, I'll do anything. I'll split it with you. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do that. He was like, nope, no, my integrity. And then the one thing, she's like, there must be something I can do for you. And I thought it was really interesting that the one thing that she could do was just lie and make him into a hero.
That was really precious. That was so precious, though. That's like his character, 100%.
Were you surprised by that? That's the one thing he wanted?
I could totally see it. I mean, I couldn't predict it, but I was like, that makes sense. I thought, well, yeah, I just, you know, if he wasn't going to split the cash, then I feel like I could totally see Tyler doing that. He just wants to be the hero.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys can definitely leave comments below. Let us know your favorite parts of this show. And while you're leaving a comment, I would love to do some fan shout outs to some people who have been commenting like all season. So we really appreciate your comments and your input and your thoughts. Tina Diaz, you have been commenting like every episode.
Woo, Tina!
We appreciate ya. Steven Starr, what up? Michelle Fitzgerald, you have also been commenting a lot. Thanks, Michelle. Juliet, are you going to be doing these sound effects the whole time? Yeah! Come on with these sound effects. And then we have Alicia Jordan.
Woo, woo,
woo, woo. Sorry if I didn't say your name correctly. Matt Lau.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Matt. And Keisha Tyler.
Keisha.
Keisha.
Snaps for Keisha.
Thank you guys for all your comments, all your likes, your subscriptions, your thumbs up. And if you haven't already done so, make sure to give us a thumbs up. Make sure to comment. And if you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars because we would really appreciate it and show us how much you love this show.
Ooh, ooh.
All right. So now let's get into predictions and then we've got news.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so predictions are going to be for season 2, if they get picked up for another season. So overall, what do you see happening in the second season? I know that's really broad.
It is really broad.
But if you have specifics about
I see couples. Ruby and her husband working things out. A, because they have such a strong connection, so how could they not?
Exactly.
B, because he knew what she was up to and he let her go get through it. So maybe his morals are a little looser. He's like a Robin Hood cop in a way. I see that for him. And I see him being more of a... Once he comes to grips with everything that's happening, I see that him helping out the girls.
I would love to see that. I would love to see him kind of on the other side of things, like protecting the girls from like the cops' perspective. That would be super cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
I know. Okay, any predictions on Annie?
Annie, well, what I thought was interesting is that we saw her getting along better with her ex. And
just I know, that's so interesting.
Yeah. So I'm seeing more of this co-parenting dynamic. I really enjoy it. However, I think that their past fling, when I say past, it's rather recent, right?
Not so past,
coming back and biting them into the behind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to come back up. And then in terms of Ruth.
No. Yeah. Oh, Ruby. Yes. Ruby. Yes.
Who Ruby shoots?
Oh, Beth shoots.
Who Beth shoots? I don't know if she can go for it.
Yeah.
I don't see her shooting Rio at all.
Yeah.
I don't see her doing that. I actually see her more so shooting her husband because how pissed she is that he faked cancer and he's a little piece of
Yep.
But
agreed.
Also, he is the father of her kids and she's an awesome mom and she wouldn't take the father of her kids away from their.
Yeah, children. Even if he is crummy.
Yeah. So I think my prediction is that something's going to happen. Either there's no bullets in the gun or someone's just going to pop out of the dark and someone's going to show up. Something's going to happen. Earthquake, maybe.
I am with you on a lot of those predictions. I think that Annie is going to co-parent. I don't see them like getting together or anything. I think that they would just be good as co-parents. And then I agree with Ruby and Stan. I think they're not going to split up. I think it's going to be rough, but I think that they're going to stay together because they have to stay together because they're my favorite couple. So I feel like it has to stick. And then with Beth, I just can totally see her leading the gang, like becoming the new queen almost. And I don't see her shooting Rio either, so I'm not really sure what's going to happen there. Maybe he's going to go to jail and she's going to take over, like, the big Mike thing. I could see something like that happening. So that's kind of what I want to see maybe in season two. So, and then Boomer, I have to say this, but with Leslie and Mary Pat, I would like to see a few more dates, like quirky dates. See them doing that.
Really? That's messed up, though.
I know, but it's like the weirdest relationship. And I was like, I want to see them go to like a rodeo or something. I don't want to see their.
We kind of saw that.
Well, not specifically that, but things similar to that. Like,
okay, well, I'll give you this. I honestly think that that door's closed, and I hope it is, because it'd be kind of messed up if they reopened it. However,
that's true. Yeah,
we can give her another boyfriend. She deserves someone.
Okay.
So
I accept.
Another quirky love interest.
Yes, who's not Boomer.
A rapist.
Yeah. When you bring that up, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound so appealing.
Yeah, it's funny. We forget about it, but yet
it's
still happen.
There. All right. If you guys have predictions for season two, definitely leave those in the comments below. And we have some news coming up.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Some quick news. As we finish this, wrap up this season, there's a lot of speculation of what's going on. Season two, yes,
we
no.
We don't know.
We don't know. So it actually, unfortunately, hasn't been announced. There's no one really knows if there is a season two yet. However, the creators, writers, and writers went and they stated that we pitched season two to NBC's Powers to be on Friday, and everyone seemed really, really engaged and enthusiastic about it. We're pretty excited about the places we're taking these three women. It's dark, funny, a mix of unexpected, and also certain things our audience seems to be craving. So it is true. I mean, this show is catering to just because it's so broad within its genre, it's catering to so much, and I really, really hope we have a season two. So nothing's official yet, but the reception has been really great. Ratings have been good, so it'd be silly for them not to, because this show's a winner.
Because of the cliffhanger alone, yes. We need that. Okay, and then I have a bit of, this is news to me, so that's why I'm reading it. But a fun fact, so Retta and Reno, the stars who play Ruby and Stan, they actually were rapping, doing like their own freestyle rap on set while they were getting their cameras, lighting, all of that going. So before the cameras were rolling. And because they did that, the writers wrote in that rap scene during, I guess, a couple episodes ago, where they were rapping to their kids. So it's a fun little thing. They just did that on their own. That was their own creative idea. And then because it was so fun and cool, the writers wrote that into Good Girls.
That is so cute. I have to say that is so cute and also really smart. These actors are quite established. Mm-hmm. But please, like, if you're in this industry, and even in any kind of job, it's a good lesson to you. You have to be your best. You have to always smile. You always have to be just, even when you're not working, right there waiting for cameras to be set, they're technically not working. Don't be on your phone. Socialize with other people. And, you know, like, look at what this brought. There's so many stories like this of extras who just go the extra mile. People in the regular jobs go the extra mile, and then it pays off. And you get your own scene like this. Like, that's amazing.
That's so
cool. And
it
brought so much to the show. So,
and we talked about it on here. Like, we pointed it out. So we loved it. It was awesome.
It really was.
Yes. So be present. That's the takeaway on this one. All right, guys, we don't want to say goodbye, but it's our time. So
No.
So we appreciate you guys watching our show all season long. We hope to see you right back here next season. And if you want to tell the good people who you are and where they can find you.
I'm so sad, but you know what? Please. Go follow me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet. But honestly, if make me even happier, if you just go tweet at the creators, the actors, everybody, go tweet at NBC and tell them we need a season two, because AfterBuzz TV is here to cover it. And we have so much more to say. We want so much discussion that needs to be happening. Also, go check out Trust on AfterBuzz TV. It's another show I do about the Getty family. A lot of discussion there, too. So much drama, so much suspense. It's so much fun. I also do The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergar, who is the co-founder of AfterBuzz TV. Maria Menounos is his husband, which is on Wednesdays, which is a lot of fun. It's a quirky show about millennials and Star Trek costumes. Yes, very weird, but very intriguing, that's for sure. What about you, Kelsey?
All right, so you can watch Juliet right after this and to fill your gap so you won't miss us too much. But I'm Kelsey Hightower, and you can follow me on Instagram at Kels Hightower. That's where you can keep up with me until we see you next time for season two. Aww. I know. So we love you guys so much. Do you want to try it?
Let's try it.
Okay, so as Annie would say, here's our goodbye. Love ya.
Love ya.
Don't put no one above ya. And that's from us to you guys. Thank you.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.